For Verdigris, would you do this project again?
Yes, I would do it again.
Okay.
Why? You want to know? You didn't just want my answer, yes. I don't know. I think it was... So, like, there's not been a mass oral history collecting project. There has been in classrooms, which is great, but I think the quality of those interviews is only so-so, right? They're short. They're just by kids interviewing their grandparents. But kind of a mass one on a thought-out level since the Teresa Jordans.
Right.
In the mid-80s.
Yeah, so 40 years.
40 years. And so I think it's really important to capture, you know, really it should have been happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it happened now because, like, you look at our list, how many people have passed away just since we started?
Yeah, like 9.
Yeah. That's a tenth of them.
Yeah.
Oh. But, I mean, these are, you know, stories that matter. And so I'm really proud that we were able to capture them and tell their story. I think that's really cool. I don't think a lot of people get the opportunity to do that. Yeah. I also think our participants were incredibly brave, like, with how much they shared. They shared really raw things that I can't imagine being even just, like, a little bit that forthcoming.
I agree.
And so, yeah, it's incredible.